Being the parent of like a little kid, I think has gotten a lot harder than when I was raising my daughter. She's 23 now, and I got to tell you, the decisions you have to make and the things you have to monitor and protect your children from today has gotten a lot harder. What do you give them that's still entertaining, but also aligns with your values? You know, we've talked about Way FM being a product that you don't have to filter, but like if you got Netflix in your house, you got to have the filter on.
And even Disney Plus, you have the same problem.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Disney Plus has been disappointing to me as a parent. And some of the things they've chose to put on there, and like you gotta watch it, you know. And that's why it's so nice to have something. If I was raising little kids, I would do PureFlix subscription, man, because you've got content on there that you're not having to filter out. And as a parent, I mean, I know we want to be involved in our kids' lives, but sometimes you need to park them in front of the TV and take 10 minutes to yourself. That's why PureFlix is a great option for families. You got family stuff, obviously. They're even dabbling in some drama.
Yes, and
PureFlix originals. Like I saw the movie on their Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters, and I have to tell you,
you cried.
I did. There was three times. Not once, three times.
I did.
I wept, and I was moved, and it was a great movie. And I think if I was raising my child now, I think PureFlix would be definitely a part of my family's entertainment plan.
So if you'd like to try PureFlix out, text PURE, that's P-U-R-E, to get your 1 week free trial. Faith and Family Entertainment with no ads on your favorite devices.
Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. I have a weird story that I'll get to about something that freaks me out about chiropractors in just a second. But we were talking about this off the air in between songs a few minutes ago, and we were talking about how binging was such a thing for so long. And then Netflix actually was like trying to cut down on people binging because they're like, no, it's binging's bad. And I'm like, that was the one thing that separated streaming from regular TV was that if you wanted to watch an entire season in a weekend, you could. Because regular TV was all about appointment setting. They wanted you to come back every week to watch it at the same time because that's how they did their ratings. The internet and streaming was totally different, and I loved this. But now I think the model is changing back to releasing things every week now, and I don't know why. Have you guys heard anything about that or why?
I would posit that the streaming services that are doing this weekly releasing are like Hulu. I think Amazon Prime is doing it with a new show. You've got HBO Max doing it. Netflix doesn't really have a lot of like weekly release stuff going on. I think it's because Netflix releases an insanely massive amount of content like every single month, whereas those other services don't release content in the same way that Netflix does. So they have to do something to maybe keep people along. Because if I wasn't a fan of, you know, the new Lord of the Rings show on Amazon, I'd be like, 1 week of Amazon and then I'm out.
Right, because people can come in and out.
Yeah.
And so if you are there just because you are a super fan of one show, like Sherlock, when that was on, I borrowed somebody's Netflix just to watch that, you know? And so it's like, yeah, if you want people to keep coming back, then releasing it weekly, if you're getting 12, 15, 20 bucks a month from somebody, instead of getting it for 1 weekend or a week and then they're out, or basically 1 month, you string them out over the course of 3 months, you've tripled your profits. Mm-hmm. And so that's probably money. I mean, if you look at most things, chase the money, track the money, and you'll find the reason. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm not a fan, actually. I like to...
You're to that point of they've conditioned you enough to not want to go back to it?
Yeah, I like the freedom. Like, I was a cable TV guy. I had Dish TV and loved it and everything. And then when I switched to all my streaming stuff, I really liked the freedom of choice. And this is really what we're talking about. It's freedom.
America.
that was almost in harmony.
That was awesome.
I like the freedom of being able to sit down. And some nights I might want to watch one episode. Other nights I got nothing going on. I'll watch three. And I'm good with that, you know. And I like being able to consume it on my schedule versus what happens is, too, when it's weekly, where it's not at a specific time weekly that you watch, like you did with network TV, you tend to forget about it. Like from week to week, you'll go 3 weeks and go, I was watching that show because there's so much content. I actually think it can hurt them ultimately.
Yeah, it has to be like unforgettable for them to do the weekly releasing, in my opinion. It can't just be like your run of the mill TV
show. Yeah, it's got to be pretty big.
On a streaming service.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm surprised that you like it the other way, because usually you say the older way is better.
Sure,
you know,
absolutely.
Like how they did it in your generation.
Absolutely.
And in your generation, it was weekly.
Yeah.
But don't you think, too, though, that it kind of builds an appreciation for it when you have to be patient and wait for the next episode.
There is a layer of that.
And just one at a time.
Yeah, like when you have it just ready whenever you want, it's kind of like dating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're just available for them to talk or check or text with all the time. You know, what do they say? Distance is...
makes the heart grow fonder. Distance, absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm.
I think that, like with these shows... I get that because it's more of an appointment. You're like, oh, good, it's out this week and we can watch it versus, oh, we'll just watch them all. Like, so I do understand that. But like last night I was watching a show and it had a really good cliffhanger and I'm like, oh, that's good. So I was ready to go to the next episode. Like, oh, then it just made me mad because I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah, it's kind of not fair when there's some that go by the weekly rule and then some that don't.
Yeah,
that's
it gets
hard.
Confusing. I'm getting so confused too, like on recommendations for show. Oh, you should watch this. And then constantly my wife are like, wait, what did they say to watch? Is it Hulu? Is it Amazon Prime?
There's so many.
There's just, trying to find what someone tells you to watch and what service it's on is crazy.
Sometimes I have to Google it on my phone and be like, where is this streaming so that I can find it?
And then you only remember like half of the title and you're trying to find that first and then where it's at. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, so whoever cracks that code of combining everybody's content where you can easily find it and access it through one thing would be huge. But I don't think that'll ever happen.
No.
Because everybody's got their piece of the pie. You look at all the networks now that before originally they were going to start sending to like Hulu and stuff. But then they're like, wait a minute, why would we give Hulu stuff when we can do our own streaming service with our own content and make money that way? Okay, on to this creepy story. There was a lady who went to the chiropractor to do a neck manipulation.
Oh.
You know, she had some problems with her neck, and it resulted in four arteries being disconnected, which caused her to have multiple strokes and go into cardiac arrest when she was in the emergency room. What?
That does scare me that any person who sits there and is like cracking their own neck or doing something like that. That is horrifying to me because of this stuff.
Yeah, I worked at a chiropractic office years ago, and they actually fired me because I wouldn't get adjusted.
I get it.
But I didn't want to, and it still scares me to this day, you know, just thinking about bones popping and stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, it just seems serious. Like, if something...
Yeah.
And there is a case in point, but then again, you have to think...
Oh, it's so minuscule.
That's a one-time thing, and where people get adjusted every single day.
Yeah, I'm sure that was something pre-existing and stuff, but you're just like, that'd be my luck.
I wonder how educated the chiropractor was. Like, was this a guy running a business in a van?
He was new. He just graduated.
Right.
Like,
awkward.
Special.
Oh,
we got a Groupon? Great. Oh, my goodness. Like, that would... The sound that it makes, and I've watched a couple chiropractic videos, like, online, and the amount that somebody's body gets, like, squeezed is crazy to me.
I watched one where they put somebody's head in this, like...
The jaw thing, the stretcher thing?
Yeah, and then they pulled on their neck or
something. Yes, I've seen that.
And it just is supposed to realign your spine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't do the chiropractor. I had to go to a chiropractor one time because I had stood up under a microwave door and it pinched something in my neck. And I was a kid and my neck was tilted over and I couldn't set it straight up. And so I had to go to a chiropractor that one time and I'll never forget it. He's like sitting there rubbing my jaw and the back of my neck. And he's like, so what grade are you? And I'm like, I'm in like eighth grade. And he's like, do you like sports? I'm like, yeah, I play a little bit. I'm like, oh! Oh my God!
Surprise!
Like, you didn't tell me. Like, I was expecting a countdown or some warning.
But you didn't die.
No, but it freaked me out. But then I could move. It was great.
How is this lady? Is she...
She's having to struggle. Like, she's...
But she did survive.
She survived. She's in this place called the Shepherd Center in Atlanta. They're like world renowned for working with spinal injuries, for working with people who've had strokes and stuff like that. They're amazing. My brother-in-law went to them after his stroke. Like, he should be dead. And he made probably like 85-90% recovery. Like, he can walk, he can do everything, he's still working, but he's just like, he's a little weaker, he gets a little dizzier, like his balance isn't good, but I mean, he's walking everything, you know.
Is she Is she suing them?
I didn't
because
say. Yeah, it didn't
seems
say.
Like she could.
I think
for
you got
probably
a
good amount of money.
Yeah, but they say she's got a great attitude. She's healing fast.
Oh, good.
Somebody did a GoFundMe for her and raised $100,000. But like that sounds good. But that's a drop in the bucket. Like if you don't recover and you are like a paraplegic or quadriplegic the rest of your life, oh my goodness.
Did they say how old she is?
She was young. I forget how old she was, but she wasn't like super old. Like she was, I think, she was a recent college graduate.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, so 20s, early 20s.
Terrible.
Yeah. There's times where I think I probably need to get my back cracked. But then I also don't trust chiropractors because I've seen too many people go in and they're like, yeah, we can adjust you. Come on in. It's a free adjustment. And then they lay out this plan of treatment that is 6 months and three times a week and your insurance covers once, you know, and it always felt so bait and switch to me. Like if you crack my back, okay, am I aligned? We're good, you know, but it's, I know it's not that simple for everybody, but my friend has a chiropractor that is more like that. They're like, yeah, you come in and they'll adjust you and they don't try to upsell you on everything, but I don't know. So Lady Rock, what do you got?
A story on Jennifer Lawrence. You probably know her. I forget what her Katniss on.
Yeah. Everdeen. Yeah.
At Mocking. No.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
But Mockingjay is the last.
Yeah. I was like, it's part of it somewhere.
You got it.
Anyways, in a recent interview, she talked about how politics are killing people. I guess her and her family in Kentucky, especially her father, have way different political views. Mm. And so she said it's taken her 5 years to forgive her dad and her family and to try and understand why they believe what they believe.
Wow.
So I read the article and it sounds like mainly what it has to do with is the freedom to choose with abortion.
Oh, sure.
And
that's
so
super divisive, yeah.
Her family sounds like that they are against it.
Right.
But and this hurts Jennifer's feelings. She said her quote was, how could you raise a daughter from birth and believe that she doesn't deserve equality?
But their side of it is, how could you not respect the sanctity of life that we gave you, you know, kind of thing. Like, so everybody ratchets their argument up to nth degree, you know, like on that side. How could you murder a child, you know, and then how could you not respect my right to choose? And so I get why it's a supercharged conversation for people if you're passionate on either side.
Right. Well, I found out a few things about her that I didn't know about. She, for one, she's a mother. She's now got a baby of her own. And she's like, I just love that thing. Like my life began when I became a mom. But she also claims that in her 20s, she accidentally got pregnant and was considering getting an abortion until she miscarried.
Interesting.
So.
Ooh, that's complicated.
Yeah. Like, and you. Yeah, I just don't know.
Well, you look at where we've been recently for 2 years, you know, the last 2 years has been super divisive with COVID. And you have family members, you have bands. We've talked to like Mercy Me and they handle it really well. But like some of them were all about vaccinations and others, as Bart said, others were patriots, you know, but they laugh about it because they have a good relationship. But if you have a strained relationship, or sometimes these things can be the things that really does end relationships inside of your family. And it's hard, you know, versus being able to let each other kind of do their thing. We're just not really great at that, you know. And a lot of times people will say, oh, well, Christians are so narrow-minded, you know, and stuff like that, or you're so judgmental. But trust me, we didn't corner the market on judgment. Everybody does, you know, and everybody that's passionate about anything thinks anyone that doesn't believe like they believe is an idiot, you know, and they get on Twitter and talk about it. So I feel bad for people in this situation. It's interesting with me to grown up with like my siblings, we have different opinions on things and it's okay, you know, but my mom, it's funny because my mom, I grew up very right wing conservative and stuff like that. And I've watched her shift her political like allegiance. And I think some of it has to do, too, when you get older, maybe you are like, yeah, I like Democratic, you know, let's help out the elderly kind of things. And and she lives in Florida where DeSantis, the Republican governor, is like making enemies all over the place. And I think she's kind of tired of that. But And so I get it. Like, I get where she's coming from and where her thing is. But it's funny. Like, it's like you raised me. And I think that in some ways I'm more conservative than she is with some things, you know. Mm. And but I mean, it's, but again, like, I love her to death. And hey, man, you do you. I got no problem with that.
Yeah, I just don't I don't understand how some families can function that way and just be like, yeah, you do you. You know, yeah. You have every right. And then others just can't even talk to one another because of it.
Well, there are some things, too, like where you think, well, you raised me and why are you so different from me? And you know, like, not in my case. It's not like we're crazy different. But like in the Jennifer Lawrence thing, you know, there are two completely different things, odds of the spectrum. But it's interesting that, you know, they came from the same upbringing and we're all probably at the same, if they went to church, the same church and things like that, but to watch them diverge and go such different routes and then have it become so fractured is actually kind of like sad, you know, but again, it happens every day and for different reasons. So, what do you got for birthdays, Lady Rock?
Only one of them.
Oh, okay. Is it a good one?
Rivka to her sister.
Not Rivka, no.
Wow. Rivka to her sister, Tirza.
Oh, cool. Well, you're killing these names.
I'm guessing.
I would go with that.
Tirza. She said, this is her Taylor Swift birthday. She's turning
22.
22.
Ah, I got it. I was, yeah, because I've heard of like half birthdays and all these other things. And I got it.
She is extremely smart, athletic, played soccer up to the collegiate level.
Oh, nice.
A big book reader, and she comforts me when I cry for no reason.
Oh, well, you sound like a handful.
So she has a question, and it's an odd one.
Okay.
She said, sometimes Tirza and I each make up random, super sad scenarios in our heads and torture ourselves by thinking of them.
Oh, my gosh.
Do y'all ever do this?
No.
Daily?
I was going to say, Wally, because you, and I can find myself there, too, when we have pretend or fake conversations with someone.
Yeah.
You assume the worst in them. And so you start having this conversation of how it's going to go in your head.
Yeah.
And then it gets you angry at the end. So I guess in a way, that's part of it.
I've literally found myself having like really sad thoughts of a scenario happening and just hyper-focusing on that. And I've had to almost like shake my head and be like, dude, like, why are you even giving any thought to this? It's not real. There's no purpose for this. It's not preparing you for anything. It's serving no purpose. And it's not real. Let it go. Like, think of something else. I've had to kind of jar myself out of that. So, yeah, I actually do understand that.
But it sounds like you found yourself there, whereas Rivka and Tirza, I think that, they choose it.
Yeah, I woke up this morning so mad, man. I had a dream.
Why?
I had a dream, and it was about something work-related. And I know, and I woke up. I was so mad that I'm like, I cannot believe we're doing this. Like, I cannot fathom why we would do this. And then I was like, oh, wait a minute. That was a dream. Oh, my goodness. And I felt so good. I'm like, oh, I'm so glad that was just a dream. Holy cow. But, yeah, I have fights in my dreams.
That
you
is
are
a sad existence.
Complicated.
I am cantankerous.
You are.
Something.
All
can't
right.
take this.
Well, with that, you guys are too pure. All right, so with that, we're going to end this podcast, and we'll do it again tomorrow. Thank you for being a potty.